became young boys dancing in the end of the masjid by shaking the stirs and like dancing, singing by there's no music in that. And she wanna see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cover her with a curtain, and she put her hand above the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam shoulder, and she starts looking, and he is covering her, looking to the people, to this young girl. Something is strange in the Medina for her. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam get tired, saying, "Ya Aisha, afaraghti? Did you finish?" She said, "Not yet, Ya Rasulullah." He said, "Did you finish?" She said, "Not yet, Ya Rasulullah." "Did you finish?" "Not yet, Ya Rasulullah." Three times. ثلاث مرات ما زجرها ما نهرها. I'm saying that to the brothers and the husbands today. So compare ourselves. Anas radiallahu anhu said, "I served Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam 10 years, brothers. 10 years I served him. 10 years. He hasn't ever, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asked me to do something, or why I did that, or why you didn't do that. Allahu Akbar. His servant, he never asked him to do this for him, or why you did that, or why you didn't. Just try to do it 20 minutes with your wife. 20 minutes. Try to do it. Try to, don't ask her why you did that, or why you didn't do that, or would you do that for me?" If he said, "Would you?" that'd be good too. And the Prophet said, 10 years. And I said, "I never touch a hand softer than his hand, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's more soft than the silk, the pure silk. I haven't ever smelled something bitter than his smell. Even his sweat, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is a perfume." La ilaha illallah. That person who was living in the community, not away from them, sleeping with them, eating with them, drinking with them. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, "Ya Rasulullah, I'm hungry. I didn't eat anything from 3 days. I won't drink anything." The Prophet said, "You want? Come on. Go ahead and call the people of Ahl al-Suffa, the fuqara, the poor people." Abu Hurairah said, "Oh." Now there's only a little bit of milk, and it's not even enough for me. And now I'm going to call like 20 or 50 persons, and I'm the one who's going to serve them, and the one who gave the water or drink to the people, he's the last one he should drink. So that means for sure I'm not going to get anything. But the Prophet ﷺ, he liked to share. He called the poor people. Abu Hurairah said, "Wallahi, the Prophet ﷺ took the milk, he read in it, and it became plissy, barakah from Allah. Then he gave it to the poor people, 50 persons, drinking and still a lot of milk." Then he reached the Prophet ﷺ, Abu Hurairah, he said to Abu Hurairah, "Drink." He drank. He said, "Alhamdulillah," he said, "more." He said, "I take more. More and more and more," until he said, "Wallahi ya Rasulullah, I have no place for any more. I'm full." La ilaha illallah. The one who care about his friends. The one who cares. Even when somebody told him, "Ya Rasulullah, where is my father?" The Prophet ﷺ, he wasn't harsh. You know what he said? "Your father and my father in the hellfire." Why he said that? "Inna abi wa abaka fi an-nar." Why he said that, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If he said, "Oh, your father in the hellfire," he would be sad. But if he said, "No, don't worry, me and you, we have the same situation." See, he care about them. He not just giving order and turn his back. He's not dealing with people from higher position. As today, when you look at some religious people, somebody try to work or sheikh or masjid or imam or anything kind of people like that, he think himself in a position above the others. The Prophet ﷺ, they said, when we enter to the majlis, to the place he is, we couldn't know where he is. There's no such place for him. When he come, he will sit wherever he reach, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He forbid people to stand up for him.
like the kings. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as in Sunan Ibn Majah, and I'm just not saying the ahadith was narrated just to make it shorter, but all the hadith, inshallah, I'm saying it's from the Sahihain and the Sunan, and all of it's authentic hadith. Like Ibn Majah, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم narrate that the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يكره أن تلطأ عقباه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he don't like somebody to walk behind him, like the kings. Sit beside him. He صلى الله عليه وسلم, he don't like to eat in khiwan, like a kind of tables like the kings do. No. كان صلى الله عليه وسلم, I'm a slave. I'm a slave. I'm just a regular person. Therefore, he told the hearts, Wallahi, bi abi wa ummi huwa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The people sacrificed his father, his mother, gave them to death to save the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After 11 years, he spent it in Medina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teaching people, helping people, learning. The wahi, the Jibreel came down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the verse of the Quran saying, when the problem happened, the Jibreel came and said, Allah said such and such. The Prophet ﷺ teach the people, learn them. Learning it. 11 years like this in Medina. And the Prophet ﷺ, in the end of the last 11 years, he gets sick, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sick from eating a food he had in Khaybar with a Jew woman. She invited him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A Jew woman invited him, and he accepted. And you know, after what? After war between the Muslims and the Jew. See the relationship. He accepted invitation from a Jew woman. She sacrificed the animals. It's a tree, sheep. And she put it, she cooked it to the Prophet ﷺ, and she poisoned it. The Prophet ﷺ, when he started eating, he got only one part. And some narration said, the sheep talk and said, Ya Rasulullah, I've been poisoned, so don't eat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped the poison running through his blood until a time. And that time was after 11 years he spent in Medina. In Monday, and I'm not going to talk in details, just in Monday, in Shahr Rabi' al-Awwal, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went out from his room. After he was so sick, they would bring a qirab, which is a container. 7 containers full of water, cold water. They will put it above his body, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just to cool him down because he's very, very hot. Very strong headache, very strong high temperature in his body. Humma. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in very hard situations. Then Monday he woke up. And he stepped out. He found the Muslims praying Fajr. When the people saw the Prophet ﷺ after a long time, he'd been sick. He'd been sitting in his bed. The Prophet ﷺ, they used to carry him, saying, carry him why? To take him to the other house. Like he has more than a wife. Every night with one wife. So they carry him, he couldn't walk. And if you go to Medina, you will see there's no distance between the rooms, just room. But he couldn't walk even a few steps, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So sick, they carry him. And every day said, he didn't know, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every day saying, where am I be tomorrow? Where I'll be tomorrow? Where I'll be tomorrow? Looking for Aisha's time, for Aisha's days. Then the wives of the Prophet ﷺ said, we are going to give our day to Aisha radiallahu anha, since the Prophet loved that. And on Monday he woke up. He felt strong to walk. He get out while the Muslims praying and Abu Bakr was leading the prayer. The Muslims almost left the prayer. The most beloved person, the person who loved them, who worry about them. He gave everything for them. He's coming back. The Prophet ﷺ and Abu Bakr
step back. The Prophet said, no. Even he didn't talk, he just by his hand. He said, you need to go ahead, complete the prayer. Then he returned back to his room, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was the last lock. The last lock from him to his nations, to his people. He built. Those people, they used to fight each other, not obeying each other, killing each other, stealing from each other. No behavior, nothing, no manners. They used to be unknown people, barbarian people. Now they have a leader praying in straight lines, one heart, one nation, have one prophet, following their leaders, their imam. The prophet go back after smiling, and he lie down. And the Prophet ﷺ called Fatima, and he told her secret, something. She laughed. She cried. And he told her another thing. She laughed. He told her, I'm going to die this day. I'm going to die. She cried. And he said, and you are the first one who's going to follow me. Then she laughed. Then he called all of his wives. He gave them advice. He talked to them. Then the Prophet ﷺ, he put his head on Aisha radiallahu anha's chest. Under her face, putting her face on her chest. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while he is putting his head on Aisha radiallahu anha's chest, she said he was looking to the siwak, and she know that he loves the siwak so much, but he couldn't talk, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He didn't have that power to talk. He's so sick. She said radiallahu anha, I took the siwak and I clean it, I make it ready, make it soft. Then I give it to him. He start making siwak. Then his hand, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he couldn't continuing doing that. Then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said, I saw him saying something soft. When I look at his lips, he was saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma ghafir li wa rahim. May Allah forgive me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me. May Allah forgive me. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that, La ilaha illallah, inna lil mawti la sakarat. لا إله إلا الله إن للموت لسكرات لا إله إلا الله إن للموت لسكرات صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, he asking Allah's forgiveness, and he said, oh, لا إله إلا الله, I feel the pain of the death, I feel the pain of the death, I feel the pain of the death, I'm feeling the pain of the death. صلى الله عليه وسلم, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم feeling that pain, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم feeling that pain. So how about everyone? How about ourselves? How about ourselves? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he keeping saying that. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, As-salat, as-salat, wa ma malakat aymanukum. I remind you, as-salat, as-salat, as-salat. I'm reminding you, as-salat, as-salat. It's the most important thing in our deen. The last words, wa ma malakat aymanukum. The people under you protect. The people under you, your wife, your slave, your kids, the people you're watching, the yatim, the orphans you're taking care of. وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بَلْ إِلَى الرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَى بَلْ إِلَى الرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَى بَلْ إِلَى الرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَى. No, to the Lord, to the Lord, to the Lord, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Lord in the highest, in the above the heavens, subhanahu wa ta'ala, fawqa samawati. Then his hand was fell down, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After that, the Aisha radiallahu anha put him in the bed. وغطيته وغطته رضي الله عنها وأرضاها غطته كما هو صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم بثوب حبرة ببردة حبرة. Then she covered him by a garment. And Abu Bakr wasn't in Medina, he was outside. In the duha, it was like noon times.
And the Abu Bakr came and looked at the Prophet ﷺ when he was told he entered to the house, and he uncovered his face, he found his eyes open. He closed his eyes, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He closed the Prophet ﷺ eyes, and he kissed him between his eyes, and he said, "Ma atyabaka ya Rasulullah hayyan wa mayyita. Ma atyabaka ya Rasulullah hayyan wa mayyita. How a good Ali sallallahu even alive or dead or die. We're so good, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So good, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Then he cried, and he stepped outside. And all, you know, the Sahaba, they couldn't believe that. They couldn't believe the one they love most is no more exists between them. They couldn't believe they can stay without Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he came to the Medina, as Anas said, أَضَاءَ مِنْهَا كُلُّ شَيْءٍ. When he came, everything was light in the Medina. When he passed away, everything turned dark again to the Medina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's no more wahi, there's no more Qur'an coming down. There's no more, Allah's speech is not anymore coming down to the earth. Then they spent the whole day, they couldn't know what to do. Until next day, Tuesday at Thulata, they decided to wash him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his clothes. And the one who washed him, he was Al-Abbas radiallahu anhu, and Usama ibn Zayd, and Al-Fadr ibn Abbas, and Al-Quthm ibn Kulla Kirahuma ibn Ahmad Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, and others, they washed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and prepare him in his clothes, and they pray on him sallallahu alayhi wasallam the whole day. People come and pray. People come and pray, as it reported in the Sahih, and the nas mantahu min al-salat alayhi illa ba'da ghurub al-shams illa ba'da ghurub al-shams ba'da ghurub al-shams yom al-thalatha intaha al-nas min al-salat alayhi sallallahu alayhi wasallam jama'at yata'aqab ba'duhum ba'da ba'd. People came, groups pray and leave. Until the night, from the dhuhr up all the way up to the night, people coming and pray on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was the end of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, his first life. But sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if he died, even if he passed away, he left his sunnah, he left his life, his seerah, all of his speech, his actions, his sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his attributes, we still have it live today by reading it, by learning it, by studying it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all those scholars to save the sunnah, purify the sunnah from whatever been fabricated or add to it, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, inna nahnu nazzalna al-dhikr وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Dhikr here, الذكر هنا القرآن والسنة. Dhikr here, it means القرآن والسنة. Allah saved the Quran and Sunnah. لأن حفظ القرآن دون حفظ السنة ليس له معنى. If Allah saved the Quran, أقيم الصلاة, and he didn't save how to pray, it doesn't make sense to save this word pray, but he didn't save how to pray. He saved the Hajj, perform Hajj, but he didn't say how to perform Hajj. It doesn't make sense. Therefore, the scholars, the Tabi'een, all the great scholars, Tabi'een, and from the Sahaba, as Ibn Mas'ud and other, said, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرِ. We send down the dhikr and we save it. They said, the dhikr, it means Al-Qur'an was-Sunnah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them, and until the Day of Judgment, and the Prophet ﷺ, since he's the last Prophet, he's the last Prophet, Allah saved his Sunnah so we can follow it and practice it. I believe everyone here, he witnessed every day and night, أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. I be witness that Muhammad is Allah's Messenger. Every single person doing that. But this is by tongue. And still, to have it really in your heart. Lord, the Prophet ﷺ, really your Prophet. The one you love most, the one you follow. Or I told you, his sunnah. He said such and such, he said. Oh, let's see. Like some people, Wallahi, I didn't know how to say that. Some people, when he asked me a question, I saw them, okay, do that. Or the Prophet used to do that. He asked me very silly questions. Sorry about this words. But it's very not good questions. He's asking me, this is sunnah or wajib? Why? Because if it's sunnah, doesn't mean it means I'm not going to practice it. Or sunnah, okay, that means you don't need to do it. Makruh, it means I can't do it. No. Makruh and sunnah means you have to be careful about it. You have to do it. It's not a matter of sinful, it's a matter of following him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you have ever heard in sunnah? You have ever heard in hadith that the Prophet ﷺ asked the Prophet, his companion, anything? And one of them said, oh, but you mean this is wajib or sunnah? You have ever heard hadith like that? Have ever heard hadith like that? We never. When he said something, they obey. Then now if we really claim that our beloved Muhammad ﷺ, that the people said, we love Allah. Allah sent ayah, al-ulama said, ayah al-mihna, a testing, which is, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. If you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow him. If you love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow his sunnah. Wallahi, wallahi, wallahi. Shame on Muslims. Shame on us. That our sons, our brothers, our sisters, they didn't know about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life. More than what they've done about the basket player lives. Yes, I'm saying that serious. Ask your kids. Ask any young kids here in this community, in America, ask them, said, what do you know about this player? He will give you the whole history. When he entered to the NBA, when he was injured, when he made the surgery, when he won, what his best score, the whole history. And ask him about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What do you know about his life? Ask yourselves, what do you know about his life? What do you know about his sunnah? How many books you read about him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And we said, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, mashallah, we are Sunni, we are following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's good, but we need to prove our thoughts by our actions. By our actions, brothers. I'm not talking today about the Prophet's death or history just for making to spend time talking about good stories. No, I didn't come here for that. If myself first and you second, all of you, something changed in his life after this, it means what we are talking about is nothing. Your hearing is nothing. And you're making on yourself more problems, more sins. But if nothing changed, if you didn't feel that you need to learn, you love him, so you need to learn about him, you will respect his sunnah more, you will be worried about his deen more, and more and more. This is the benefit from listening to the Prophet's life, from reading the Quran, from praying. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those people who listen to the speech and follow the best effect. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأسأله تعالى أن يبارك في هذا المسجد والقائمين عليه وأن يبارك في جمعكم وأن يغفر لنا ولكم وأن يوفقنا وإياكم لكل خير وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.